I'm joined on the line by none other than middleweight boxer Jason Quigley. Jason, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And well, first thing we need to clarify, Jason, you were named as starting for Donegal today in one of the national papers. I don't think that happened, Jason.
I knew the day was going to come that they would need me, but it's unfortunate I'm in California at the time.
Yeah, that was circling around the media this afternoon. Just had to get it clarified, first of all, Jason, that you weren't pulling on the green and gold and maybe stepping in at midfield so we can clarify that one. Look, Jason, Sibbo was a couple of days out to your big fight against Torino Johnston. Looking forward to it, no doubt. You're back in Fantasy Springs again. I take it you're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, this is it's an exciting time now. This is biggest fight of my career and against one of the best lads that I have fought in my professional career now, coming up on July 18th. So he's a top-class operator. He's been to the Olympic Games. He's fought at a higher level than me as a professional, has more experience in the pro game than me. So this only makes me more excited, you know, whenever you're stepping into the ring with a top-quality world-class fighter. It actually, for a funny reason, it takes the nerves away from me and just puts excitement in me instead. So it's the last few days now, I'm really excited and looking forward to fighting it.
I know me and you spoke before or after your last fight, your convincing one, it had to be said, and you did indicate that, you know, preparing for the fight was a wee bit easier because it was in England. This is in America.
Came out here about maybe a week or so ago now. I'm settled in out here in La Quinta in California. It's weather's 45 degrees, so it takes a bit of getting used to out here, so that's why I came out a bit earlier. And look, everything's gone really smooth since we came out here. Everything's been falling into place nicely. We're all set. Weight's coming down nice, tapering off the training, and everything's just looking good now coming ahead of fight night.
You've really dropped a few pounds. I just noticed by one of your videos during the week, you were just showing how lean you were looking. You're looking quite lean, so that has to be positive for you as well.
Yeah, like it's I have my nutritionist and everything out here with me. Like, as I said, look, this is the biggest fight of my career against the best fighter that I have come up against to date, and we're leaving no stone unturned. I have my nutritionist, I have my coaches, everything out here with me, making sure that everything's on point, because everything is going to need to be on point for me to get this lad out of there. And it's everything's been going good. I've been coming down nice on the weight. I'm feeling strong at the weight, and I'm trimming up now nice and fresh and nice and sharp.
You've been so tell us this fight now coming. You've been ranked fifth in the world. It's coming out there the last couple of weeks. So how the pressure hasn't got to you as such. You're just by talking to you normally, you're very grounded, and that has to be good for you getting into this fight. This is a big one for you.
Kind of, I think I might have been a little bit more nervous in my more previous fights, because you know you're getting in there and all the expectations on you to win and everything like that, and of course the expectations on me to win again in July 18th, but I'm more relaxed this time because a lot of people are thinking that Johnson's could possibly win this fight, you know. So I think that because of the stature of the fight, as I said previously, and because how good the opponent is, it's making me excited, you know what I mean, and it's kind of taking away the nerves and everything like that there. Don't get me wrong, look, anybody that goes into competition, doesn't matter if it's boxing or football match or whatever you're doing, it's you're always going to get a bit of butterflies and a bit of nerves before the fight. But I have to say now, I'm feeling very comfortable and very relaxed now heading into this here fight, and it's all excitement so far.
And it's just been released as well that Air Sport has confirmed that they're going to show the fight. Just the timing of it, Jason, what time can we expect to watch it and hopefully see it?
Yeah, delighted that Air Sport's on board. It's going to be showing the fight back at home. It's going to be an early one for everyone. They're going to have to either set their alarms or they're going to have to stay up to about 3 or 4 in the morning. I think the ring walk will possibly be between 3 and 4 in the morning. So in between that, there we'll know closer to the time once the TV arrange their scheduled showing times. They'll be able to announce then the exact dates and times.
changing tactics going into this one. He changed them up the last time as well. Anything that you're going to spring out of your bag for Johnson? You're not going to tell us, I don't think.
Oh, well, I'm sure Johnson isn't listening in to this one, maybe. Look, every boxer and every fighter, they always talk about the training camps and game plans and changing coaches. Everything's went great. Everything's went amazing. No boxer's ever gonna say that, oh, Jesus, the build-up to this was terrible, or this went wrong, or that went wrong. And, you know, these are the types of things that every camp, this is a full contact sport. You're going to have niggles, you're going to have wee things that could have been more perfect, you're going to have everything like that there. And for me, I am lucky that this camp went very smooth. And, you know, training with Dominic, everyone knows now, I've been with Dominic his last, it could be coming up now to over a year and a half, and everything's been going well. It's all about getting the best out of yourself. And, you know, we know the game plan. We know exactly what Johnson's going to bring to the table. Johnson's he's a tough fighter. He likes to come forward. He's physically strong, and he'll like to try and, you know, throw me off my game and get inside and let shots go. So for me, it's all about just staying smart, staying relaxed inside the ring, and not letting him overwhelm me, because I'm sure that's what he's going to try and do early on. He's going to come in and he's going to try and land some big bombs and try and get me out of there. But it's all about staying relaxed, staying patient. And there's a famous saying that everybody has a plan till they get hit in the face with Mike Tyson. So, you know what, yeah. I mean, we're prepared for anything, and we're going to get in there, and we're going to get in there and fight night. We're going to enjoy it, we're going to give it our best raffle, and we're going to come out victorious in the end. That's the plan.
Big Irish support over there too, hopefully, for you. You're the main card on the event, and it's going to be a highlight of your careers too, Jason.
Yeah, the support's always been amazing for every fight, you know, and it's even more amazing because you're all the way over here in California, and the support still travels with me. It's great, and, you know, I'm looking forward to everyone getting out here now and to hearing them whenever I'm in the ring. It's great to be so far from home and to have such a noisy fan base as well behind you. And, you know, the support's always been amazing, and especially coming up to this big fight now that I have, it makes it even more special, and I'm very grateful for it.
And before I let you go, suppose the next couple of days is just really petering down, taking it easy, getting relaxed and getting to bed early.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's very important now that, you know, this close to fight night, that everything has to be on point, and all the hard work, all the training is done. It's all about just tapering down now, making sure everything's right, rest and eating, everything like that. And it's easy to rest when you're in camp because there's not much else to do. It's 45 degrees outside, so I can't really be out walking the streets. I get burnt silly. So it's not a nice and relaxed environment here now. And there's one focus on the team's mind, and that's just us getting ready now for fight night. So we're ready to rock and roll.
And just looking, when you turned professional, I think it was 5 years this week. Been an incredible journey for you so far.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that was 5 years ago. Time flies in, and what an amazing journey it has been so far. And, you know, I look to just keep pushing forward now, keep making great memories of my career, and hopefully they can all be positive, happy ones.